This is KSFR News. I'm Gino Gutierrez. Four new Albuquerque city councilors are set to take their oaths of office Saturday. As longtime city councilor Isaac Benton told the Albuquerque Journal, this could be called the, quote, big reset. This marks the single largest council transition that has taken place in the last 20 years, with the past election turning over more seats than the past three combined. Tammy Feeblecorn, a Democrat, replaces fellow Democrat Diane Gibson, who served two terms before choosing not to seek re-election. Republican Renee Gaunt succeeds fellow party member Don Harris, who left after 16 years of representing Albuquerque's southeasternmost district. Rounding out the group of freshman counselors is Republican Dan Lewis and conservative Democrat Louis Sanchez, who both replaced Democratic incumbents. Though the city council elections are officially contested as nonpartisan, there will be five Democrats and four Republicans occupying the seats, and Democrats will still hold an edge in majority 6-3. The newly elected city council is taking over a city that is facing record-high homicides and challenges related to those experiencing homelessness. They will also be working with re-elected Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, who easily won re-election back in November. But Feeblecorn is hopeful the city council will be able to set aside party politics and find common grounds on the issues Albuquerque faces, telling the Albuquerque Journal that, quote, we're finding overlap in areas of interest we can agree on. Party politics have never been an issue for past city councils, but there are differences that have led to many 5-4 votes. Benton told the Journal that he would describe the new council as, quote, independent thinking, and said that might be the best thing right now. Both current and newly elected members are hopeful, despite some deep ideological differences between all nine council members, that this will be a fresh start for both the city and the council.